I'm conscious of the fact that there was a number of schemes released in 2019 and some of them's only commencing now. But we've been told by the department the reason for this is the submissions that's coming through from, say, on the environmental impact assessment, which has stalled a lot of these projects. Though I have to say, by speaking to our own team within the council and speaking to people in the department, that, you know, they've learned a lot from this process. It was new to them, really, from when we had, you know, serious flooding incidents in 2015 and then again in 2019, they've learned a lot from this process and they feel that they can maybe move these projects a lot quicker now. But again, as I say, that comes down to a lot of submissions that's coming in, and they are, we've been told from the department that there's a lot of serial objectors out there throughout the county, particularly on the environmental impact, you know, that these schemes have. But what I would be urging now, I'm urging the council and the team to try to move this as quickly as possible, because these people have been waiting a long, long time. They live in constant fear of being flooded, and, you know, I think that should be a priority anyway.